Hi everyone, it's Mac and it is Monday 7th of May and I've spent all day in the house. I haven't been out once except to the pond. So what I want to do with this audio book is to give an update on my audio project, how I've been getting on with things and what I've been doing, and also for my own record. So first of all, what I'll say is I have been using GarageBand and getting the hang of that, and I'm getting there now. And before that I used Audacity, and I still use Audacity. It's just so simple and it's a great program to use on the Mac. And I'm really pleased with it. It's just so simple to add multiple tracks and to edit. It's great. So I've been using that. I've been waiting on my mics or microphone purchases. Some of the stuff I've been interested in hasn't as yet come on the market. It was supposed to come on the end of the month, and I'm waiting on update emails from the companies. I've received them yet, so I'm guessing it's not hit the market yet. But I've been speaking to via DMs to Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, and Bernie's really top notch and he's really good in audio, and he's given me some very, very fine tips and advice. So that's all in hand as well. So currently I'm still using basically the iPhone 4S, and I've been using an app on that called Megaphone. Now there's a free version of it and there's a paid version of it. I'd stuck with the free version here because it was free and it did what it said in the tin. But today it wouldn't work, so I uninstalled it from the phone. I downloaded the free app immediately after it and it started working again. Then about 20 minutes ago I tried to use it again, and again it wouldn't record anything. So I deleted it once again, I uninstalled it once again, and when I reinstalled it, it worked. But I can't go through that, and I'm guessing what they're trying to do now is push me to buy the paid version. But I don't see any real advantage in having the paid version, except it's going to be more stable, because they'll probably set something in there to make it slightly unstable. And also some little ads that pop up in the bottom of the screen, but you don't actually notice them because you're actually speaking in, so you're not being visual when you're recording. So what I did do was in the last 10 minutes I downloaded an app called Von Bruno. It's the 69 pence version. There is a dearer version, I haven't even looked at that. I'm trying the 69 pence version first, and that's what I'm using to record this into my iPhone and into the Mac via the line-in cable. So we'll see how it goes, and I'll give feedback on that as well. The great news today for me anyway is that I can now get my vinyl LPs onto the Mac, and I had been doing that before. You know, I've played some Dire Straits music and just basically line in from the phone to the Mac, and the iPhone sitting on my office chair recording, looking at the speakers. But I purchased a 5 meter, because it's a little bit away from the Mac. I purchased a good quality 5 meter phono to 1/8 line in plug, and I put that in this morning, and it's working fantastically well. And it works in GarageBand and it works in Audacity. I have to say there's a little problem with GarageBand. It seems to be picking up almost a metronome effect from somewhere that Audacity does not, so I'm guessing it's a problem with GarageBand, and I'll have to try and figure that one out. I'll do some research on the internet. But as I said, it's working fine through Audacity, and it's great to get my vinyl on there finally. What else? Yes, regarding the audio, I think that pretty much gets us up to date just now. But what I want to do is I want to do a little bit more. If I'm going to do a direct boo with no extras, I'm just going to use Audioboo because it's there, it's simple and it's fast, and it's only if I'm going to do something a little bit more adventurous or try and mix some music with audio, then I'll do it the indirect way, if you know what I mean. And one of the other things, yes, I want to talk about on this is getting audio from the internet. And for example, dragging the audio track from YouTube videos. Because sometimes, a lot of times, there's no video, it's just a sound, maybe a music track, but with just a title page or something like that. And I, up to recently, I've been using something that was recommended to me was The one that was recommended was NetVideo Hunter. Now that drags it off, but then you still have to convert that to MP3 or whatever factor you want to convert to. And I used a clever little program called Prism. So I've used both of those in conjunction to drag off audio, and they work pretty well, but Prism recently has been not doing what it's supposed to do. And so I went in another search and I came up with this program. And I want to say it is, so far, absolutely brilliant. It's a do-it-all, one-item grabber. And it is called Fastest Video Downloader. That's all one word, fastestvideodownloader.com. And this does everything in the one go. You can do so many variants, settings, how you want to convert, when you want to convert to. So basically I can go onto YouTube, I can grab that YouTube video, and I can immediately strip off the audio, convert it to MP3, save it to my desktop, and it's ready to be used in, for example, AudioBoost. So that is a great program, and if it keeps going the way it is and doesn't start to act up, I'm going to keep recommending it because it is brilliant. So that's just about it for the audio. And one thing I would just like to add on to this is nothing to do with audio. I got hold of a fantastic app for my iPad, and if this thing goes on and improves to be what I think, not just myself but many others that have started to use it, it's going to be one of the most amazing apps I think ever for the iPad, and it's called Tapozi. You may have heard of it. It is T-A-P-O-S-E. The E is accented, so Tapozi. And I can't remember how much is it. Did I pay for it? I can't remember. If I paid for it, it wouldn't be much, but it may well have been free. I can't remember now. Yeah, no, I haven't got it to hand. Sorry. But it is brilliant. It is brilliant. And I'm going to direct this little part to one particular person here in AudioBoo, and that is Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog. Because Paul, I know, uses Moleskins, and he swears by them. He loves them. He adores them, actually. I think he actually sleeps with the Moleskin. And this is the digital version of Moleskin, but it is unbelievable. I've been using it all week. I've been using it since Friday night when I found it and I downloaded it, and I wished I had got it or found it before I went on my Northumberland holiday, because I've now compiled a daily journal for that holiday, but I've had to do it for the past day or so, for the 5 days, whereas I could have done it every evening when I relaxed in the caravan at night. And Tapozi is just amazing. The potential it has is great. And you can drag a video, you can drag audio, you record audio, you can do so much. You can drag stuff off the internet, you can cut snippets and drag them into your pages. It has so many features, it's unbelievable, and yet it's still buggy, because I think it's 1.2 just came out the other night there. The original version had some bugs, some laggy bugs, more so with, I think, the earlier iPads 1 and 2. Not so much with my new iPad 3rd generation, but there's still a wee bugs there. But with 1.2 they've improved some things, but they say that when version 2.0 comes out, and in the very near future, it's going to be astounding. Well, to me it's astounding just now, and if they get the bugs sorted out now, my goodness, I'm going to swear by this as much as Paul Omani swears by his handheld Molson. So have a look at Tapo's A if you will, if it interests you at all, because there's so much that any individual can do with this. And if you go on to search on the internet, go on YouTube, there isn't an awful lot of videos for it on YouTube yet, but you'll find some, and it'll give you a real insight into how this program, this app works. And I think it is amazing. I think you'll find it is amazing stuff. So highly recommended from me. Here I am doing recommendations on audiobook. Yeah, what am I like? Okay folks, enough for now. Rabbited on quite a bit today. I want to get on with things now and start getting more vinyl into my Mac, and then I can do things with it there. So it's great because I can actually listen to it through my proper hi-fi speakers while it's recording in good quality onto my Mac. Doesn't get any better, does it? Okay folks, I'll leave it at that, and I'll speak again later. Bye for now.